Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
And remember, our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by our friends at Geico. I got great news for you. Make the switch to Geico, and you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Go to geico.com and make the switch today. I love when I get to chat college football with America's best media member at Papa Shot. And his name is Bill Bender from the Sporting News. He is a preeminent voice on college football. And a guy who can play a mean Papa Shot. He's as good at Papa Shot as I am at darts. And I've seen it in person. He really is. I wonder, though, Bill, there's somebody that I think might be able to take you on in the media that might be as good as you that I was just thinking of. Dan Patrick. Dan's mean at this stuff. Like, he's really good at this stuff.
Well, he's another Ohio guy, too. So,
yeah.
We have to learn elbow jumpers at birth, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
All right, I just put up my first four, my playoff four that I do every week in college football, and I said number one LSU, number two Ohio State, number three Clemson. And then I stopped. I said, could we just have like a three-team round robin or something? Because honestly, I don't know who deserves to be in the conversation with those three teams right now. Do you?
For sure. I mean, and then I put up a poll about midnight last night that said, you know, who's going to take that four spot? And, you know, Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Utah are all there. Or, not Oregon, Oklahoma, Utah are all there. And I'm surprised. I looked at the results this morning, and Alabama leads, which was mildly surprising to me because I still think the easiest out for the committee is to take a conference champion if they can get one, whether it's Georgia, Utah, or Oklahoma. But Oklahoma, every time I want to put them in that conversation, they haven't looked great the last
No, they're squeaking by against teams that won't even sniff playing in the college football playoff or deserve to be there.
All they have to do is beat their next two teams really badly, because I think the committee would beg to take Oklahoma over Utah. Utah's a really good team, don't get me wrong.
Correct.
But we know how the committee works in terms of brands and those kind of things. I just think Utah would not be the sexiest pick, but they might be the right pick of all these teams.
I'm looking at it right now. Like I keep waiting for Oklahoma. You talked about them in your statements there. I keep waiting for Georgia. And obviously, I'm right in the backyard of the Georgia Bulldogs. I talk about them 5 days a week on our show in Atlanta. And I've got to say that I'm very unimpressed with that offense. In fact, it's to me, it's pedestrian. And that shocks me.
Well, the fact that they only ran 2.7 yards per carry yesterday.
Unacceptable against a bad rush defense in Texas A&M.
Right. I think Georgia's got a championship defense, and you've probably talked
they
about
do.
That a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Difference makers at every level, able to do that, and a defense that could make it ugly against. They could play the same game Ohio State and Penn State played yesterday. Penn State hung around in the second half because their defense got a couple turnovers. But Penn State's offense looks pedestrian against Ohio State.
I mean, I look at Penn State's offense. It looks, I bet you there's better on some high school football, honestly, or at least in just the imagination of it, the design of it.
Well, Yeah, they lost Clifford yesterday, and that actually threw off Ohio State a little bit because Levis could run. Now, Georgia, I think, you know, you and I have talked about this during the season.
Sure.
At some point, these young receivers got to materialize. At some point, you have an offensive line that's supposed to dominate. They've got to go out and do that. They'll do that next week.
Right.
I don't know if they can generate enough offense to beat LSU, who their defense has leaked a little bit.
Oh, yeah. The one thing I would say, Bill, is that what I keep trying to think is, okay, what does the Georgia defense, they step up, and I really believe LSU has not seen a defense like theirs. But what if they, what if they keep LSU to 27? Like 14 points below, like, you know, what you normally see. Let's say they keep it to 27. Can Georgia get to 28? Is there any reason to believe that?
I think they've got to play LSU to 24 if they want to win. If they can get to 24 and win, maybe try to win a 24-21. So that would mean that the defense would have to play out of this world. I mean, they did that a couple years against Auburn in the SEC championship game. Auburn had a great defense, and that was one of the uglier SEC championship games I've been to. But Jake Fromm made the plays to win that game.
Okay, I need to ask and you here, if pipe this scenario, and this is how I let off this hour. Okay, we've got the four teams that are currently in the four spots. So they're on the board right now. So you got Georgia's there. You got, you know, Clemson and Ohio State and LSU. Can you tell me a team outside the top four that you could make any reasonable case for that they, in three consecutive weeks, could knock off three of those teams?
Not outside the top four now, no.
Right, there's nobody. I mean, I couldn't make a case for Oklahoma. I couldn't even make a case for Alabama to win all those three with Mac Jones.
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to do it in my head if I thought Alabama could, but I don't think Alabama could beat Clemson. Not in this current environment. I know a lot of people have done some Clemson bashing, and
sure. We've
got this far. I think Clemson's more than good enough to win it all.
Absolutely.
It's not their problem that the ACC is bad.
And the ACC is bad. I mean, honestly, you're an Ohio guy, so you see it. The AAC, the American Athletic Conference, I think is considerably better than the ACC. I don't think it's just better. I think it's considerably better.
Well, I think one way to illustrate that, now that it's rivalry week, which game are you more apt to sit down to on Black Friday, John? Would it be Virginia Tech, and the winner is going to win the Coastal Division and go to Charlotte? Or would you sit there and watch Memphis and Cincinnati, two 10-1 teams in the American Athletic Conference that are both pretty good, and I think the winner of that one will end up in the New Year's Day 6.
I was so disgusted last night with my Temple Owls letting that one slip away. I've got to tell you. It's like to the point where I finally become that college football fan that feels a little entitled because, you know, after years of seeing Temple win 3 and 4 games, now that they consistently win and go to bowl games and everything, now I'm starting to be like every other disgruntled, angry college football fan. They should have won that game. They should have won that game last night. It breaks my heart. Breaks it up.
That's called progress, John.
It's progress. I like that. Right now, and you can change this, and we'll definitely talk to you in the next month. You can change it. But right now, your gut instinct would be the best team in college football is whom?
It's still Ohio State, but I need to see him play Clemson because my eyes got tricked last time we did this in 16. Ohio State played Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl. I spent a month thinking they could win, and Clemson blew their doors off. I think Ohio State will play Clemson. If Ohio State wins these next two, beats Michigan impressively, beats Minnesota impressively, I think they could steal the one seed. And then if they do, I think they're going to play Clemson in the national championship game.
I think the committee will say if LSU's unbeaten, they're going to make sure they're number one so they get Atlanta. They get to choose. See, that's the way that I think the committee is going to say they get to choose to make sure that they get all the Cajuns coming to Atlanta over a holiday week. I don't know. I always think there's, you know, some suspicious stuff going on, but that's me. Bill Bender. Got to have conspiracies.
You have to have considerations for the money, John. Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's the way it works. Bill Bender from the Sporting News. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it as always.
Hey, you're the best, John. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.